Happy World,
Young Weasel,
Endgame, and many, many more.
Smash it back, Class with a Punk and Other Junk. Colorado Bands, Friday the 13th from 11 to midnight.
The time is 11 o'clock. You're tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Smash It Back.
One, two, three, four!
day this week. I had to say, and to deal with you. I had to say, and I'm planning a food. I had a fever of 102.
Okay, they're called defects.
We'll be right back.
All right, here we are, Smash It Back, Classic Punk and Other Junk, coming to you live Friday night, 11 to midnight. I'm your host, Dave Fuller, flying solo tonight during our membership drive, and I urge you to go online to kgnu.org and pledge your support, if at all possible. This is a special Colorado show, all Colorado artists tonight, and so we just heard from The Frantics, which is it got pretty big as far as Colorado punk bands. They later went on to form The Fluid. I think a couple of members from The Frantics formed The Fluid, and they were pretty big. Anyway, Frantics with Face Reality. Before that, we heard from The Defects, and that was a live version that was recorded at the Blue Note Theater, and I don't remember where that was. If anybody remembers, send me an email or give me a call, 303-442-4242. I think it was on the Mall, but anyway, that was a live tune by The Defects, and they were played on KGNU back in the day, late 70s, early 80s. By I think one of the punk DJs was Rick Stott, if anybody knows who that is. And he could be the guy that does the interview with White Trash that I'm about to play next. Anyway, before the Defects, we heard another tune from the Frantics, Sharon Sharon. And I think that was originally done by Peter, Paul, and Mary, maybe? I'm not exactly sure. I've got my notes here. Or maybe Bobby Darin. That's right. My notes say Bobby Darin. I don't know who that is, but the song came out in 1958, and then Peter, Paul, and Mary ended up doing it and probably made it more famous. Before that, we heard Fun at the Zoo. That was a band out of Colorado Springs. Don't know anything about them, but came out in 1981. It was a 7-inch, Fun at the Zoo. The tune was called Grow Up. And then we started off the Warlock Pinchers, Where the Hell is Crispin Glover? And shout out to the singer, Andrew Novak. And shout out especially to Jeremy Havens, who came up with the name The Warlock Pinchers. Jeremy Havens, a.k.a. The Cobbler. I don't know how he came up with that nickname, The Cobbler, or The Warlock Pinchers. I remember him telling me the story, and I'll have to get it again. But great name, The Cobbler. Don't know if he's The Cobbler because he cobbles stuff together, or he's sweet like Peach Cobbler. As I mentioned before, we've got a White Trash interview coming up. This was originally recorded on cassette tape in my bedroom, in my basement, in North Boulder, back in probably 1982 or so. It was prior to their 7-inch release, and they talk about going to Trade a Tape and doing a record release concert, a show, gig, and I was there at that show and actually interviewed White Trash after the show back in the alley behind Trade a Tape as a young teenager. And that was for a little zine that my friend and I made, a skate zine. And these were older guys, and I was there. I was pretty nervous, but I've got that in a zine. It's in print. It's called Revenge Against Boredom. All right, so without further ado, here's White Trash on our Colorado Smash It Back special. Thanks for listening.
I'm not afraid to Okay, that was White Trash, the old band, they say, before they went on tour. And how many places did you play back east?
Four.
What cities?
Milwaukee, Madison, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Richmond, Virginia, and Milwaukee again.
And they all have a pretty extensive hardcore population, you think?
Cincinnati.
You're off.
Yeah. Cincinnati was a joke, basically. I don't know. They're good people, but they're, like, really behind what's going on. We came in there, and they were shocked.
Really?
To a certain extent, yeah. Well, they weren't amazed by us, and they didn't think we were real high or anything, but they didn't know what to think of us either.
Uh-huh.
They didn't really clap. They clapped on Wake Up, I think.
Yeah. Once. But, the Milwaukee scene's great. And we brought back a manager, Darren. Hi, Darren.
Hey, Darren.
You brought back a manager, huh?
Yeah, from Milwaukee.
Is he the kind of manager that takes all your money and?
No.
Okay.
He's the kind of manager that we need to have. Yeah. And I don't know. There's a great scene there, and there's some great bands like the Kreitzen comes out of Milwaukee, and you'll be seeing them. We're gonna bring them through and set up a gig with them.
The Kreitzen?
The Kreitzen, yeah, you can do an interview with them probably. Uh-huh. And they're a wonderful band. If you're
not supposed to say that word on the radio, please.
And, I don't know. Madison was a lot of fun. There was a good scene there, too. We played in the basement of a house. And it was basically a kegger. We thought it was we'd have a bar or something we were going to play in, but we played at a party. And a good turnout. Kids were raging. Skaters, yeah, they went nuts. And it was fun. There was four bands.
Hmm.
We had a real good time. And Richmond was really neat, too. That kind of shocked me.
Richmond, Virginia.
Their scene was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't say great, Gary.
Don't say great. That's what I'm... No, what?
Yeah, Richmond's really nice. People were really friendly down there.
Yeah, Benny's. Bar called Benny's. Kids were great.
How come there's such a big difference between, like, Cincinnati's a long way from Richmond? Or did you somehow get booked in Richmond?
Yeah, we booked this whole thing.
Oh,
our old guitarist, Granny Cleveland, booked
the
whole tour. Yeah, if Granny's listening, hey, bub.
He played on the tape, too.
Yeah. The band on the tape was Matt, who plays with the Frantics now in Denver, on bass. Louis Largis, hi, Louis.
He's at home, too.
On vocals. James on guitar, lead and rhythm. Granny Cleveland on lead and rhythm, and me on drums. And that was a good band, but we didn't get off our feet.
And then on the tour, I sang,
yay.
I don't know. And Louis stayed home.
And
Granny played all the guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was interesting.
And Mike played the bass, that's right.
Yeah, Mike and
Mike of Dog Meat.
Mike of Dog Meat.
Mike Dog Meat.
Mike White Trash.
Mike White Trash now, yes.
So how's Jim's voice after a couple of gigs?
He hasn't played out yet.
Played yet.
Oh, really?
He hasn't been christened yet. He's a virgin still.
He's a virgin singer.
Yeah. Soon, hopefully. We're going to do an in-store thing, album release party up at Trader Tate.
Yeah, everybody go, too.
Yes, please do. We'll have flyers out at least 3 weeks in advance.
Well, you don't know exactly when it is, then.
Uh-oh. Maybe about 4 or 6 weeks, something like that.
4 or 5 weeks, something like that, yeah.
4 or 5 weeks into 85.
The 89. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, these gentlemen brought some records up, so we'll be checking out what they brought us and play you some of it. So thanks to White Trash for the interview and the tape. And we'll be looking forward to the EP coming out.
Well, thank you.
And it'll be real interesting. We'll be hearing more of that on KGNU, I'm sure.
Make us a millionaire.
For Admiral Enterprises.
Yeah.
Okay, this will...
Yeah. was a Catholic girl, she held out to the bitter end. Carla was a different type, she's the one who put it in. Mary was a black girl, I was afraid of a girl like that. Susan painted pictures sitting down like the Buddha sat. Nameless girl at geographic memory. Kathy was a Jesus girl. She liked that kind of mystery. Vicky had this special way of turning sex into a song. Kamala, who couldn't sing, kept the beat, kept it strong. Zilla was an archetype, the voodoo queen, the queen of wrath. Joan thought men were second best at masturbating in the bath. Sherry was a feminist, she really had the gift of gab. Kathleen's point of view was this, take whatever you can grab. Seattle was an other girl who left her mark upon the map. Karen liked to tie me up and left me hanging by a strap. Ginny had a nightclub walk that made grown men feel underage. Mariella, who had a son, said I must go but finally stayed. Gloria, the last taboo, was shattered by her tongue one night. Mimi brought the taboo back and held it up for the light. Marilyn, who knew no shame, was never ever satisfied. Julie came and went so fast she didn't even say goodbye. Well, Rhonda had a house in Venice, lived on brown rice and cocaine. Patty had a house in Houston, shot cough syrup in her veins. Linda thought her life was empty, filled it up with alcohol. Catherine was much too pretty, she didn't do that shit at all. Not Catherine. Nuh-uh. Alright. Well, Pauline thought that love was simple, turn it on or turn it off. Marie was complicated like some French filmmaker's plot. Gina was the perfect lady, always had her stockings straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon, a paper plate. Sarah was this modern dancer, lean, pristine transparency. Chana wrote bad poetry in a crazy kind of urgency. Tanya Turkish liked to fuck while wearing leather biker boots. Brenda's strange obsession was for certain vegetables and fruit. Are you receiving me? Rowena was an artist, daughter of the deeper image.
Fun Drive edition of Smash It Back,
featuring all Colorado bands.
Bump Con,
The Frantics, White Trash,
Unit,
The Ravers, Happy World,
Young Weasel,
Endgame, and many, many more.
Smash It Back, classic punk and other junk. Colorado bands, Friday the 13th from 11 to midnight.
Well, there you go, The Frantics, here on Smash It Back. We're right in the middle of that Colorado special, so I thank you for listening. And go online right now, kgnu.org. We can use any support. Any amount will help us out, so kgnu.org. This is the Colorado special here on Smash It Back, and what are we just here? That was the Spray Pals right there that we just heard. Spray Pals, they've got kind of a gothy, post-punky 80s beautiful sound. That was off the 7-inch Project A. They were a Denver band that were pretty short-lived. And then before that, we heard another Denver band with a female singer Your Funeral. The track was called The Abyss. And then before that, we heard The Nails with 88 Lines About 44 Women. I guess they were originally The Ravers, and I think they were out of Boulder. And early on in their career, they had a famous roadie by the name of Eric Butcher, a.k.a. Jello Biafra. Yes, indeed, he was a roadie slinging amps and guitars around. And, before that, we heard a little interview with White Trash on KGNU from around 82, and regular listeners have probably heard that before. I apologize for playing it again. It's just such a great interview. I've probably played it 3 or 4 times. And probably told that story about Traded Tape as many times. So hopefully I'm not back in the daying anybody to that too much. Anyway, we heard from White Trash the tune I Hate My Toes. And anyway, go online to kgnu.org. I want to thank Forrest for his support. Forrest pledged online, and he says, Smash It Back is the best show on the air. Colorado Punk special rules, White Trash and Bum Con, take me back to the salad days of my youth. It would be cool if KGNU could make a Smash It Back t-shirt. And I would agree with everything Forrest says. Takes me back to, and I would love to see a Smash It Back t-shirt. That reminds me, if you pledge $88.50, $88.50, you can come into our studio and pick up a t-shirt. We've got all kinds of different t-shirts from different shows. Reggae Bloodlines, Dub Palace, Eclipse, Honky Tonk Heroes, and many, many more. But we don't have Smash It Back, so if you do come in, tell them that's what you want. Here's a band called The Varve. They're an all-female band. They came out of Boulder and Denver. Check out ScarletDukes.com and you can read all about them. Pretty interesting band here on Smash It Back. We'll be right back.
Baby, If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out hatred, I'd hammer out corruption, I'd hammer to the ones who want to perpetuate the system. Give up all of this land. If I had a brick, I'd throw it in the morning, I'd throw it in the evening, all over this land. I'd smack all the buildings that keep the ring protected, I'd throw it to all the people, speak on the doorstep. On fire, I'd watch her ashes all through the night. I'd burn it in ignorance, that false all the hatred. I'd revel in the chance of trying another way of living all over this land. Well, I've got a hammer, and I've got a brick, and I've got a match to burn all over this land. It's a hammer of anger and a brick of freedom. It's a match of light, a flaming in the mass of the people.
That about wraps up the special edition of Smash It Back, Colorado edition, all Colorado artists. The time is 12 o'clock. You're tuned to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online at kgnu.org. Coming up next is Falling Short. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a good show. We got Terry and Mason. Terry's doing a little back spinning. What you call that, Terry? That's called queuing up. That's live on the air right there. I like the sound of that. Anyway, check out the playlist and Smash It Back After FM. That was a good mix. We got another tune from Endgame here, and before that we heard Dead Silence. That was the song that I was talking about earlier that was originally done by Pete Seeger's, and it was a later went on to be covered by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Great tune. If I Had a Hammer. And then we heard the Acid Pigs and bunch of other stuff, and like I said, head over to After FM for the playlist. I've been your host, Dave Fuller. Thanks again to Forrest for pledging, and I'll see you next time. Stay tuned for Falling Short.